What follows is the heartbreaking story of Jesus, talking dog and former companion to famed adventurer Texas Toast. His best friend dead, his entire world turned topsy-turvy, upside-down wonky-tonky. What has Jesus been up to lately? Why, soaking up the sun in his luxurious South Texas mansion. A dog named Jesus. A talking dog named Jesus.
He goes everywhere.
And a talking dog Jesus.
Most people thought of Texas Toast as an adventurer, a patriot, and a lunatic. But what they didn't know is that he was born Henry Toast Jr., son of billionaire oil baron Henry Toast. And where did all that money end up after Texas's gruesome death at the hands of a monster in another dimension? A story, by the way, which has no corroboration by witnesses, and yet has been taken as truth by our court system? All that money ended up in the paws of Jesus, talking dog, and now talking dog billionaire. How are you feeling since the loss of your friend, Jesus?
I feel great, announcer. I thought it would be hard getting over the loss, and sure, I miss his scoots and doodles once in a while, but look at all this steak! Jesus loves steak!
And talks in the third person, apparently. Jesus, right now we are surrounded by scores of scantily clad women. Scores of scantily clad human women, some of whom you are having sex with as we speak. Don't you think this is unnatural and a sin in the eyes of God?
I thought about that, but look at these boobies! You don't see boobs like that on a bitch, do you? Sure, I may impregnate one of these women and create a race of talking dog human freaks, but who cares? I'm rich!
Jesus, I don't want to make this all fluff, so I want to ask you some tough questions. Did you kill Texas Toast?
What?
Dismembered by a monster?
The Kreldor.
Dismembered by the Kreldor in another dimension, you brought his body back in an interdimensional pod, of which there is no evidence? That sounds like a load of poppycock.
Ladies, get out of here. The men have to talk.
No autopsy? Oh, it's all very convenient, isn't it? He dies and you get all his money, and the one to blame is pretty hard to catch because he's in another dimension. And you don't seem to be showing any remorse.
Please. This is so hard. Ever since the day I buried Texas, I've been trying to push back the pain. I've been burying the tears in pussy and steak. He was my best friend, and I lost him when he was killed by a monster in another dimension who was the friend of his French alter ego who had a dog that, unlike me, cannot talk but can instead play the accordion. It sounds made up, but it's true. Every word of it. And I've been putting every penny I have into finding a way to bring him back to life.
Every penny you haven't spent on pussy or steak.
Exactly. And with the help of my team of doctors, we will find a cure for death. And Texas and I will be reunited for more exciting adventures.
You heard it here first. Billionaire talking dog invests in cure for death. So why do you want to bring him back so badly? Are you gay for him or something?
This interview is over!
All right, I'm out of here!